Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Hello. You're listening.
Whoa, sorry. Hello, you're listening to EL Fold On 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Tim. This is me. We just heard a song by Canadian band The Wild Tones, old band from end of 70s from Toronto, and it was a song Screaming Fist. A Taste of Honey, that's a compilation which came out in 1994 on the record label Other People's Music. It's a compilation. I just feel, you know, sometimes maybe I don't listen that too much to old punk rock music, but still, without those people, I won't be sitting here and we won't be listening to all those new cool bands which are influenced by all these bands. Hello. This is me again. Today, I have a regular show, because last couple of shows I had interviews and then I had a special Halloween show, and then so it's I didn't have a chance to play just the whole show, just to play music. And today this is one of those shows. I'll be playing just music, no guests, no talking, just have some new music for you. Also, I just got this week I got a new package from Fat Records, my favorite record label, and I've got a couple new 7-inches, and I would like to play some songs of them for you. But for now, I would like to play a song which I don't need to describe this band too much. Social Distortion, they have a new album coming out on Epitaph Records in January 18th, and their new single of this album, Machine Gun Blues, was premiered a couple days ago on world radio stations, and I don't know if it was, someone played it on the radio in Canada, but I'm trying to play. Hopefully it will be the first time playing on Canadian radio waves a new song by Social Distortion of the new album. Okay, let's listen to this song. Again, it's the Social D Machine Gun Blues of their brand new album Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, which comes out in the beginning of January on Epitaph Records. This is We All Fall Down.
Drunk as wine, all pimps and whores, and all your men, women and We'll be right back. CITR is proud to present Fun Drive Finale, Thursday, November 25th at the Biltmore.
The doors open at 8 p.m. for an incredible evening of music you won't want to miss. Local bands playing your favorite 90s covers. Come enjoy a little nostalgia with The Manipulators, Rick White's Hair, White Lung, Safety Show, Fine Mist, and many, many more fabulous artists. And, just to be a tease, there will be surprise acts, too. It's all in the name of celebrating another successful fun drive at CITR 101.9. Admission at the door is $15. $12 advance tickets can be picked up at Red Cap Records and Zulu Records. Don't miss the CITR Fun Drive Finale, Thursday, November 25th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
To maximize your fun at this event, make a generous donation to Fun Drive 2010. Check out CITR.ca to learn more.
Hello, hello, hello. You still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is British Columbia. Yeah, the fun drive is happening starting next week for 10 days. The fun drive is happening. The fun drive is the event when the station is trying to raise money for the station's existence, because we're just like not just a radio station, college radio station, and we need to raise the money for the station operation and also for our digital library, because all the stuff we're playing right now for you is off CDs. There's a huge and amazing the record collection for, like, there's two separate rooms. One is for the CDs, one is for the records, and it's full of amazing rare copies of some amazing good stuff. And the station is planning to go all digital, to have it all on computers, so it will be very easy for the programmers and for the DJs to play all the stuff for the computer. I'll plan some special show, actually doing two fun drive shows next week and the week after, so I'll plan something special for you, some presents hopefully, because I already talked to my friends from different record labels and bands, and I'll try to get some presents for the listeners who are donating. Okay, we just heard the four songs. The last song was by the Russian band called Paraziti. That means parasites. They are from Russia, as I said, and to be precise, this is Nizhny Novgorod. This is my very, very good friends. We played show together when I was in a band, and I brought their band to my city, and we played a show. Amazing people, and that's their song called Regime. That's it's off their album called Number 4, which comes out very soon in Russia, and that was Parasites. Before that, we heard Comadre. This is a band from Redwood City. It's a suburb of California. That's what Wikipedia told me. Suburb of San Francisco, California. Yeah, that's wikipedia.org. Very useful website. And they released their proper releases, and they also released mixtapes. And that's mixtape number 4, which came out about a month ago. It's available for free download, and for example, this mixtape features bands like Dead to Me, POS, Broadway Calls, and we heard a song featuring one of my favorite bands, Dead to Me, and it was a song, Goodnight Sweet Prince, off mixtape number 4. Before that, we heard my favorite band of all time. That was NOFX. Yoo-hoo! It was a song called Teenage Existentialist. I hope I pronounced this correctly. Fat Mike is using some word which is more than two syllable, and that means it's unpronounceable for me. This is a new song of their split 7-inch with The Spitz from Seattle, which comes out on Fat Records November 23rd. I won't pronounce the song name again because it's too long, and it's the song off the split of The Spitz. And before that, we heard Social D, a legendary band, and seems that Vancouver people really love Social D, because so many people are wearing Social Distortion t-shirts and then hoodies on the streets, just in general. I just see it all the time. And that's the new song, was song Machine Gun Blues, which is a song of new album, which comes out on Epitaph on January 18th, and this song will be available on iTunes on November 16th. So you can buy the song for 99 cents or something like that. Coming up next, I have some old school legendary pop punk bands for you. The Methadones is the next band I would like to play. Very sad news that they decided to part their ways. They're playing their last show in Chicago, in hometown Chicago, on November 13th at Reggie's Rock Club. They're playing with Copyright Soviets and Jetty Boys. And on November 16th, they're releasing their compilation of unreleased B-sides, rarities, and out-of-print material, and I would like to play a song of this record, and the name of the song is Murmurs in the Dark. So this is the Methadones on We All Fall Down.
Becomes clear, but I can't hold it. It happens in my dreams. I can't Somehow, no matter what the world keeps turning.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Techs, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fold On 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard a song by Old Man Markley. This is a bluegrass punk band from Los Angeles. That's their new signing on Fat Records, and it was one of those 7 inches I told you in the beginning of the show, which I just received this week. They released in October and a 7-inch For Better For Worse, that's a song by them, and the B-side is Science of Myth, that's a cover of Screeching Weasel, a song from the album My Brain Hurts, which came out in 1991. So off Old Man Markley from Los Angeles, and right now they are on tour of NoFX, Bouncing Souls, Cobra Skulls, and Latchkey Kids. So that's one of the benefits of being friends with Fat Mike. You can go on tour with NoFX, Bouncing Souls. Good business. Before that, we heard a song by The Queers of their new album, Back to the Basement. That was a short song called I'm Pissed. And new album came out on Asian Man Records, and they are playing here December 2nd. We also heard the Screeching Weasel song of the re-release of Television City Dream. The album came out originally in 1998 on Fat Records, and on November 9th, the Fat Rack, they re-released the album with additional 5 bonus tracks, different picture, cover art. And we heard a song called Speed of Mutation. And in the beginning of this block of punk rock music, it was the Methadones of their compilation of B-sides, out of print, rarities, and unreleased songs, and the name of the compilation is just self-titled, The Methadones. This compilation comes out on Asian Man Records again on November 16th, and November 13th it's set to announce, but The Methadones are playing their final show. This is not very good news. What's up next? Oh, I prepared for you a hardcore block. All hardcore fast songs. That's yeah, about 5 of them. I would like to start with Deck Nasty. That will be a song of the new release, of an old release. Very logical. It will be a song I've heard from the album Deck with Sean. This album was recorded on Halloween Day in 1985, and it features the original lineup of the band, the Sean Brown on vocals, who was the original singer of the band, and who later quit the band to start the band Swizz. Initially, those songs, they were for the session. They were to be released as a 4-song 7-inch on Discord, the label from Washington, D.C., but shortly after the recording, Sean, who was the original singer, he left the band, and the tape just shelved. And in the early 1986, the band re-recorded those songs, the whole album, with the new vocalist Dave, and they released it as an album, Can I Say? So this is the original recording, the first original singer of Deck Nasty from 1985, and obviously it was produced by Ian MacKay, who is the owner of Discord Records and former singer of Minor Threat. So let's listen to this hardcore rock. I hope you like it, and that's an old song in the new from the new release. Success.
This and I did. What do I believe? Just Still, see now. CITR's Fun Drive 2010 is coming. November 16th to the 25th, we need you to dig deep and donate to help keep your campus radio station going. For just a $30 pledge, we will announce your name on the air, and you will get a valuable Friends of CITR card full of great discounts to lots of your favorite Vancouver merchants.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Hello, hello, you're listening to EL Full Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Tim, nice to meet you. We just heard some hardcore music for you, especially. The last song, it was Bullet Treatment. It was a song of their compilation. It was a Ramones cover. Obviously, it was a song, Heaven Affair. Every release, this band, they have a different lineup. They're a very interesting band. And this compilation is was released in the beginning of the year. I think that's when it came out. And it has some songs which are out of print right now, some rare stuff. So kind of the same deal like the Methadones. Before that, we heard a local band, a local hardcore band, Impeders of Progress. That was a song of their new EP called Lessons, and it was the song Lessons. Great band, very, very hardcore, like old school. They're literally good band. I like them a lot. Yes. Before that, we heard Painted Black, and that was another song of the 7-inch which came out for me through Canadian mail and from America, from Fat Wreck Chords. It was the band Painted Black, very well-known band. I don't think I need to introduce them and tell all the stuff about them, why they're so interesting. That was a song, Cypher, and the 7-inch came out last year, and the name of the 7-inch is Surrender. So it was a song number 3 of the other side, side B. And before that, we heard Society Parasites. That's Society Parasites. It's a band from Echo Park, LA. And I actually went again on Wikipedia.org, a very helpful website, and I looked it up. Echo Park, the population, it says 2,000 people, so it's not that big. But they have an amazing band called Society Parasites from there. And their new album, 1753, that's the name of the album, came out on Hellcat Records on October 26th. And that was a song called Tiempos Difíciles. I guess this is Spanish or maybe English. Oh, I just don't know those words or something. If I had to pick 3 favorite bands of Hellcat Records, and this is a big record label, the first one will be Rancid because it must be Rancid. The second will be the Agrolites, and the third one will definitely be Society Parasites. I love this guys, and they are like the proper hardcore band. That's what hardcore for me is, and they're like very fast, very aggressive, very angry, and at the same time very nice people. And I opened this hardcore block, there's a song by Dag Nasty, and it was from the album which was released this year, Dag with Sean, and as I said, it was the song of the original singer Sean, who did this album, and then he just left the band, and this material was shelved for years, and then Discord, they decided to release it this year. It was a song I've heard, and it was for my good friend Slava. We used to play in the band together, and he really likes the song. I hope he enjoyed that, if he is listening right now in Russia. Okay, let me play some music for you. I would like to play a song by a Canadian band called Knucklehead. Their new album, Hearts on Fire, came out on Stumble Records, and it's a brand new album. Came out, I think, about a month ago. They are from Alberta, well-known band, played here many, many times, and that's their album, and it's very good. I listened to it today in the morning, and it's a good album. I really recommend Knucklehead. Okay, so let's play the song. I would like to play song number 2, First Kick. And this is Knucklehead on CITR. Hey, you check it out.
because you believe you're right doesn't make that wrong. Your subjective views, well, they're not objective truths, but you place them in the sky and hope they blow. Somehow outside of your mind and the weapons you create, you did not find another baseless killing spree. Conducted by constructed ideologies. I don't care what's banner you're waving over your head. People's lives on a means to your ends.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. This is me, my name is Tim, and we're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We are in Canada. And I'm almost done. This is just have a couple minutes left. So before the commercial, we heard Invasives. It was a song of their new album, which came out this summer. So it's kind of new, fresh. Desk Job at Castle Dracula. And it was my favorite song of the album, If I Was You. Before that, we heard Broadcast Zero from their album Song Concerts Regarding This Revolt, and Killing Spree, that was a song there from Kitchener, Ontario, and the guys, they were on We All Fall Down during their summer tour, then we played here, and they were on the show. And I talked about it before. The first song of this block was Knucklehead of their new album Hearts on Fire, and that was a song called First Kick. I'm almost done. Let me announce a couple shows which are happening this weekend and a couple other next weekends in future. I played Invasives because they are playing a local show in Vancouver on Saturday, November 13th. If you like them, go check them out, because they don't play in Vancouver very often. They don't play rock and roll shows often in general, and Vancouver is not especially, but they just... this is too much information. They don't play too much, so too often. So please go check them out on Saturday, November 13th at Brandy's. That's what I'm planning to do. And the same night, the Brains, they are playing at Fairview Pub. Also, November 19th, the return of Hellcats and Bulldogs. That's an old party which was happening at the Pets Pub. And ska bands and rock punk rock bands, they were playing every week. They were playing covers. They were playing just their own songs. So this party is back with the Real Problems, the Rectals, and Centrioles at Brandy's. On November 27th is amazing show happening. Living with Lions, Carpenter, Broadway Calls, the Polson Twins, and Aspirations are playing at the Media Club. I will be there for sure. Broadway Calls are playing. Living with Lions, Carpenter, I'm there. December 2nd, The Queers, The Riptides, Cappy, and Isotopes at the Red Room, and Luchero and Drag the River at the Biltmore Cabaret the same night, December 2nd. Okay, I think this is enough. My name is Tim. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast once again on CITR.ca, and also I run a blog, wealfulldowncitr.tumblr.com. You can check out the pictures, podcast, and the songs I played, the playlist. Okay, this is it. I would like to finish with the Brains. As I said, they are playing on Saturday at the Fairview Pub, and they're doing a cover of Depeche Mode. Oh, okay. Depeche Mode, song called Enjoy the Silence. It's a song of their last album, Zombie Nations. My name is Tim. That was We All Fall Down. Thank you so much for listening. Robin the Ink Studs is next. See you next week.